while. When you cannot be heard, you can smile. When it's cloudy or fair, you can smile anytime, anywhere. Everybody, this is your old friend Strollin' Tom greeting you and wishing you the time of day. Humming a song as I walk along and bringing a little thought in philosophy that I hope may chase your blues away and leave a pleasant memory in your heart. Isn't it marvelous that the Lord blessed us with a little degree of intelligence so that we can learn the lessons of life? Of course, some of us learn all sorts of things, but seldom profit by our experience. But even so, the capacity to learn goes on just the same. I hope you and I will continue through all eternity to learn something. Because by knowledge and the desire to know more, regardless of how little it may be, keeps us young and interesting to our fellow men. And I'm sure that it's pleasing to our Creator, as long as it's good, or we apply it to good. I happened to be a-setting next to a couple of young soldier aviators on the bus the other day. And, of course, they were discussing the thing that lay nearest to their hearts. And that seemed to be aviation. I heard them discussing certain levels and visibility and so forth. Finally, one young fellow said, it was so foggy one day while he was flying that he found himself hedgehopping. Well, that was more than I could stand. I never heard that word used before. And so I came right out and asked him what he meant by hedgehopping. And he said, well, sir, that's when a plane flies so low that it's just skimming the treetops. That's dangerous level. And it don't take us long to seek higher levels when we find we're hedgehopping. I said, goodness gracious me, I should think not. I'd sure hit for the high places and say, I'll see you in the morning.
I'll see. Kiss awaiting us bright and early.
Gracious goodness. That little conversation sure stuck with me. Why couldn't get it out of my mind? To think of those boys being so close at times to such dangerous levels. And then the thought struck me, well, aren't there thousands of my friends flying through life, hedgehopping? All the time, just skimming the tops of the places that if they once touch, will wreck them for life. Yes, sir. Day after day, night after night, there's thousands of the finest of folks hedgehopping. And the poor dears, they don't seem to realize their danger. They don't like the aviator say, wow, I almost cracked up there. Guess I better get out of here. No. No, they keep right on going over the treetops, not knowing what moment their wings are going to get tangled up in the underbrush and ruin their lives and perhaps the lives of many others. When I see that sort of thing going on, I want to, like the master, say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Seldom hear of an aeroplane crashing that's flying high. And you seldom hear of a person going wrong that keeps their thoughts on the high levels. Those that seek the high places may be a little bit lonely because of the scarcity of company. But oh my, they got plenty of room and they're safe. And what company they keep is what I'd call high society. They're keeping company with their creator. And don't forget, the higher we travel, the more we can see, the greater our vision, the broader our knowledge, the more worthwhile our lives, the finer our accomplishments. When Whipple will light will lead you. Day, we wish you peace upon your way. May he who watches from above smile down on you with all his love. Why not? Goodbye, everybody. We've had a happy time once more. Goodbye, everybody. Friendship's knocking at your door. Clouds may hide your silver lining, but beyond you'll find the blue.